Good day, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, January 31. Coming up, additional space created for state of public emergency detainees, first set of polygraphed correctional service recruits commissioned, and over 9,000 students set to benefit from digital mobile project. The news in detail after the break.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old, the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-4450 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
Now the news. National Security Minister Robert Montague is reassuring that measures are being put in place where needed to protect the rights of persons detained during the state of public emergency in St. James. As such, space is being provided at the Horizon Adult Remand Center in Kingston and the Tamarind Farm Adult Correctional Center in St. Catherine to accommodate persons detained in the operation.
We have designated a section separate from where other inmates and those who are on appeal at Horizon are. Totally separate space that meets the standards internationally for holding persons. We have identified currently 50 spaces at Tamarind Farm. We have a brand new wing that can house 309. It's not yet occupied, and we are therefore moving in the furnishing and the fittings into that space to take additional persons who have been detained.
Mr. Montague was speaking with JIS News following the passing out parade for new correctional officers at the Carl Rattray Staff College in St. Anne recently. In the meantime, the first batch of recruits of the Department of Correctional Services to undergo polygraph testing were recently commissioned as correctional officers. State Minister for National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. says 83 potential recruits failed the polygraph screening during the vetting process.
Even though it lessened the numbers that we had for the intake to 67 from the usual 150, and we believe that it is the right decision. And we think that if we continue to put in place systems to raise the quality and raise the standard, we're going to see in time better results with regards to our rehabilitation processes, with regards to the security systems, with regards to the corruption.
Senator Charles Jr. was speaking at the graduation service for new correctional officers in Salem, St. Anne. The recruits represent the 76th intake of the DCS. Over 9,000 students from 10 primary schools across the island are to benefit under a new initiative aimed at increasing access to ICT learning tools and promoting digital learning among children in vulnerable communities. The Digital Mobile Classroom Project is being implemented by the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information in partnership with the Organization of American States and Inter-American Telecommunication Commission, OAS, CITEL. Minister of State in the Education Ministry Floyd Green says the initiative will assist in bridging the digital divide and transforming the education sector.
We put the technology in the hands of the students and the teachers. As I said, this is the step in the right direction. This is what we need to quickly close that digital divide to ensure that at the fingertips, especially in rural communities, that we will have the technology to bring the curriculum alive, and that our children will now become engaged in a different sort of way that will really give us a better outcome.
Minister Green was speaking at a seminar at the Courtyard Marriott in New Kingston on Monday. And State Minister for Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green is encouraging dental students to partner with the ministry in promoting proper oral health practices at early childhood institutions across the island. Minister Green pointed out that despite improved oral health practices in the country, challenges remain, particularly in the rural areas. He urged the dental students to provide these essential services free of cost to persons who are not able to afford proper oral health care.
One thing that I would like to challenge this group to do is to go back into your former primary school or prep school and speak to them about oral hygiene.
Minister Green was delivering the keynote address at the College of Oral Health Sciences' 6th Annual White Coat Ceremony in Kingston on Tuesday. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.